Matt Mychek. Over to Mychek again. To Jonathan Brandel, left wing. To Anthony Sweeney, and this is going to be over and back as he can't bring in the pass. Eighth turnover in the quarter. 18 altogether. Macklin Geddel will inbound for the USA Patriots, trailing just by 2 points now, 28-26. A minute 15 left in the third. Have peeled away 12 points off of that shell of 14-point deficit at halftime. Into the corner, Macklin Geddel. Back to Harrison Kramer, left wing. Staying patient, Zach Fritz in the lane. And we have a whistle as he tried to get down to the low post.
That was a zone clear out as far as I was concerned.
He lowered the shoulder and he basically ran with it. But the foul goes against number 20, Anthony Sweeney. That's his fourth. And team six for the Bearcats. So the rest of the way out for the remaining 9 minutes, USA is going to be shooting at least one free throw. He stays in the ball game. Isaiah Williamson gets the inbound. At the right elbow, pops a jump shot, missed it. Rebound brought in by Geddel. To Harrison Kramer, wide open left-hand layup, and it's in for two, and we have a tie ball game at 28 apiece with 48 seconds left. Anthony Sweeney to Matt Mychek, over to Jonathan Brandel. 28-28. Anthony Sweeney pops the three right wing. This one appears to be
that
tipped.
Was altered, and yeah, officials caught it.
It will be ugly ball underneath their own hoop. 34.9 seconds left in the third quarter, and Mike Kemp will be checking back in for the Patriots, and he replaces Isaiah Williamson. 28-28. Mind you, it was 23-9 at the half. Anthony Sweeney inbounds to half court to Jonathan Brandel as Steve Bone, defensive coordinator for this USA squad, barks orders. Mychek nearly traveled with it, and now we have a jump ball, and the possession arrow will bail out the Bearcats. Substitution, USA, number 24, Gavin Zimmer will be checking in momentarily. And now the officials are having a little discussion. Now we have our substitution coming in. Zimmer checks in.
Well, Clark, we've had two blitzes in this game.
Wow.
Ubley doing it to USA in the first part of the ball game, and now USA's turn to go ahead and return the favor.
Both teams were tied up. Both scored 5 points in the second. USA definitely winning the third. Ubley winning the first. Anthony Sweeney at the right wing. Gets the inbound to Jonathan Brandel in the corner. Back out to Matt Mychek, top of the key to reset the offense. Cade Walsh, high post. Back out to Anthony Sweeney. Looking like going for last shot. For the tie ball game, Cade Walsh into the corner to Brandel, and it's nearly stolen. Instead, it's going to result in a foul as Gavin Zimmer undercuts Jonathan Brandel, and he's down and appears to be injured. Gavin Zimmer in the book with his first foul of the night. Team's third, and Brandel is back on his feet. Seems to be okay. He's going to try and walk this one off. 8.3 seconds left in the third quarter. Tied 28-28. Ubley inbounding in the far left corner of your radio.
Well, it's do or die right now. Ubley's looking to hit the shot with 8.3 to go in the third period.
Anthony Sweeney goes into the backcourt to Matt Mychek for the inbound. Over to Cade Walsh, left wing. Back to Anthony Sweeney, 3 seconds left. Going to have to launch an NBA three. Does. Off the mark, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. All square, 28 apiece for the USA Patriots and Ubley Bearcats.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
With 8 minutes remaining, this is how we started the ball game, tied. It's now 28 apiece as the USA Patriots outscore Ubley 19-5 in the third quarter. Should be a wild fourth quarter if the third quarter was any telltale. Mike Kemp into the corner to Macklin Gettle for three. This one's off the mark. And they're going to say last touch by a black jersey, and USA will retain possession. Hunter Bone inbounding underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio, trying to feed it in. Goes to the safety valve, top of the key, to Macklin Gettle. Gettle over to Hunter Bone, dribbling against Jonathan Brandle. Ubley sticking in their matchup zone. Jonathan Brandle against Hunter Bone right at midcourt. 7.5 to play, 28-28. Hunter Bone down inside the lane, out to Mike Kemp, to the left wing to Macklin Gettle. Feeds it into the low post to Williamson, goes to work against Klama. Kicks it out to Hunter Bone for three, right wing, no good. Rebound brought in by Jonathan Brandle. 18th rebound of the night for the USA Patriot, for the Ubley Bearcats. USA with 19. Jonathan Brandle at midcourt gets the pass from Mychek and he returns the favor. Cade Walsh hangs onto it and Mike Kemp steals it away. That's the 19th turnover for the Bearcats. We have a timeout called by Mark Gainforth and the Patriots, a 30-second timeout. Still tied at 28. We played a minute into the fourth.
Get reliable, efficient heat when you need it with a Trane gas furnace from Kundinger & Kroll. Kundinger & Kroll carries built-to-last Trane gas furnaces, the choice for today's modern homes with central heating and air conditioning. Whether you're looking for a variable-speed gas furnace, single or two-stage heating, Kundinger & Kroll has you covered. Trane furnaces are guaranteed to keep your home warmer, your bills lower, and those winter months a little more enjoyable. Stop in today at Kundinger & Kroll in Sebring or call them at 989-883. 2770 to find out more about a Trane furnace. Ask about their heat pump units also. Remember, it's hard to stop a Trane.
.703 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's 28-28. USA calls a 30-second timeout. Mark Gainforth wants to talk some things over. And here we are inbounding to Hunter Bone. Across midcourt, left right across your radio, white-jerseyed USA Patriots. They trailed at the halftime, 23-9. It's now 28-28. Hunter Bone over to Tyler Heckroth, left wing, to Mike Kemp at the left elbow. Dribbles into the lane, the hook shot is up. Floater no good. Rebound still loose, and we have a whistle before that rebound could be brought in by Isaiah Williamson. And now Congress is in session.
Probably a good time for a rest for Ubley. They got to get their faculties back again.
They're going to call a jump ball. And now they're explaining to Mark Gainforth. This will result in an Ubley possession. Errant whistle, they're going to say.
Okay. That happens.
Ryan Sweeney will inbound for the Bearcats. Into Matt Mychek's hands, being guarded by Hunter Bone. USA coming out in a full court press. Still in the backcourt, Mychek over to Aaron Klama. To Mychek at the high post. Into the corner, Cade Walsh. And skip pass to Jonathan Brandle. To Cade Walsh, high post to the right wing, Ryan Sweeney. Back to Brandle to Mychek. Mychek, one dribble to Klama. And he's being double-teamed. Finally gets to Mychek. 6:15 left in the fourth, still 28 apiece. Turnaround jump shot from the free throw line from Cade Walsh, no good. And we have a whistle, and they're going to call Aaron Klama with the push. That will be Aaron Klama's second personal, team seventh. So we walk the length of the court, and they put Isaiah Williamson at the free throw line.
And Isaiah's okay with that.
The Ubley natives, a little bit restless, not agreeing with that call. Regardless, though, Isaiah Williamson's at the free throw line. He's 2 for 3 from the charity stripe tonight. He has 12 points, 10 of those coming in the third quarter. 6:10 remains in the fourth.
Been watching the Ubley defense for the last couple minutes. And they're not really going out in the passing lanes like they did in the first quarter. Obviously, there's a fatigue factor involved, but it's just not the same.
First free throw from Williamson is good, so he gets a second. Substitution coming in, that's Anthony Sweeney. Mind you, he has four fouls. Cade Walsh sits down.
That is the first time that USA